So there are four main types of content that perform best on Pinterest, and it probably won't surprise you to hear what they actually are, to be honest, because I'm sure one, you're already searching for them and finding them yourself and finding them really useful. And also when we sort of break it down, it is obvious, but sometimes we need that reminder, and we also need to help to create our content strategy to think, am I only ever creating one type of content and what else could I be creating as well? So one of the best performing are how-to posts with literally like step-by-step instructions on how to do something, applying a makeup, decluttering your wardrobe, working through limiting beliefs. So think about what your ideal client is struggling with and turning those into some how-to posts. They're probably the sort of things that you're doing on your blog post anyway, and that makes perfect sense to then create a pinnable link from that blog post that will be able to be shared on Pinterest. Then there's freebies, links to freebies and opt-ins that have valuable content that people will then add their email address to, which again, perfect, because it means you can build your email address for free, literally just by using Pinterest. And then posts that list the top or the favorite of something, you know, five top styles of this season, the five top concealers, that kind of thing. Think people love to read articles like that, where they're going to think that they have some insider knowledge from an expert, which you are. And then the fourth type is an inspirational, beautiful photo. That is what Pinterest is made up of, and people love that. So as you're creating your flat lays, or you're out and about and you're using some behind the scenes photos perhaps, think about the lighting, think about the sort of thing that you're going to be putting on Instagram so it looks fantastic, and then be sharing, like I shared in one of the videos, sharing directly from Instagram these beautiful, inspirational photographs. So they're the four main types. And the other thing that's really, really essential that you think about, just like when you're sending out your emails and you want people to click through and actually read it, the title or name of something, what you name your blog post, and therefore what you're going to be naming the image that's linked to that blog post, will make a huge, huge difference to whether people are actually going to click through. And again, if you've set up rich pins, when we talked about when someone's on your website and they can hover over an image and it will send, they can click on it to pin it, and it will take them directly to their Pinterest account and they can choose a board. Whatever you have called that image and you've called that blog post is what's going to carry forward and be shared for everyone to see. And let's be honest, whenever we're on Pinterest, we can't often be bothered to change what the caption is or change the name. We can't often change the name of it sometimes. So it's really, really key. So it's also with that, thinking about naming your blog post something that's going to be great to sort of click through from Pinterest. Also really, really effective for Google and for SEO, search engine optimization. So on the great thing about Squarespace is I found Squarespace and my blog post to really help me to rank quite high in Google without paying for Google ads. So what do I mean by that? I created a vision board blog post ages ago, literally years ago, before I did my vision board course. And I can't remember the exact title of it, but it had vision board in it. I think it was like how I use vision boards to create my dream life or something. Anyway, I then had a message from someone who was in Australia who said that I appeared on the first page of Google linked to vision boards because of that blog post. And I was blown away because, again, I hadn't paid any Google ads for it. It was literally just a blog post. But because I'd used those keywords in the title, in the URL of my blog post, that was helping me to rank much higher. So not only is it really effective in Pinterest, so people know exactly what they're going to be linking back through to, it's going to help that be searchable, but it's also going to help you keep ranking higher in Google. So win-win, as far as I'm concerned.